saw word about this book a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that sounds pretty interesting. So let's get the author on the line with us. The book is called The Happiness Curve, Why Life Gets Better After Midlife. And Jonathan Rausch is the author. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us this morning. And it's the happiness curve is, you know, something I think that we all can relate to. And you describe the whole thing as the letter U. And I think, Jonathan, we can all relate to being on the bottom of that U, trying to climb our way up the sides of that U. And what sorts of things did you uncover in the happiness curve?
Well, it turns out that completely by accident, a bunch of economists discovered that aging all by itself, now other things go on in your life, you know, jobs, divorce, marriage, kids, but aging all by itself has an effect, and that effect is U-shaped. So happiness tends to decline, other things being equal, until about age 50, and then it tends to rise. And then in the middle, down at the bottom, there's this long low patch that a lot of people experience as a real malaise or a kind of slump in midlife. And I had that, but often it's just a function of age. There's nothing wrong with your life.
So you talk about in the book, The Happiness Curve, that sometimes from our 20s into our 40s, there is sort of a real decline. I mean, isn't that supposed to be the most exciting, productive time of our lives?
It is, but it's not quite as obvious as that, because we do wonderful and exciting things in that period, but it turns out that we're about achieving those things as we expect. So there's some disappointment there, and that tends to build up over the years.
And a lot of people think that once you do reach into your 50s, it's sort of a time when we tend to look in the rearview mirror. And sometimes we don't particularly like what we see or what we've accomplished in that time period compared to what we thought in our 20s we would get to. But you say that happiness begins to really rise in our 50s.
This is the most surprising finding of all, and also the one that's most robust. As we get older, as we age into our 50s and 60s and beyond, contentment becomes easier. We become more positive in our outlook on life, less regretful, and most important, we reorient the things we look to for happiness away from social status, ambition, achievement, competition, which tend to be hollow. They tend not to be very satisfying. And toward interpersonal connection, friendship, family, the people we care most about, investing in our communities and our relationships. And those really are good for happiness. So the result is that in midlife, when we think we're at the peak of our success and ought to be happiest, we're often most frustrated. And later in life, when we kind of think we're supposed to be over the hill,
yeah,
prospects, turns out to be the emotional peak of life.
Don't you think a lot of it has to do, Jonathan, with the fact that we just know better? I mean, the stress levels go down, or, you know, the attachment that we have to things as opposed to people or experiences, that we just sort of start to let go of all of that. And those are pretty good reasons why later in life is easier for us.
Sure. There's a major element of learning wisdom as we get older and learning what's more important. But remember, this is also brain science. People have been looked at in fMRI, sort of positive stimuli, less to negative stimuli. This phenomenon aversion has even been found in chimps and orangutans. So something deeper than just learning is going on here. There's a biological element as well.
Couldn't we take some of that biological information and inject it into, you know, some of the 20-year-olds that we know that just can't quite, you know, get happy about much of anything? Maybe that's
future. You know, I wrote this book. I'm 58. And when I was in my late 30s, I was a great achiever. And it turned out in my 40s, all of that achievement was making me feel frustrated and restless. I didn't understand why. So I wrote this book as a way to try to inoculate younger people. It turns out if you expect these issues to come up, forewarned is forearmed. That does give you some preparation, so you don't think there's anything wrong with you. You're not sitting around going, gee, what's the matter with my life?
Yeah.
I'm all messed up here. So the best thing to do is, although the only way out is through, this seems to be a biological transition to some extent, knowing about it really helps, and that's why I think it's so important for younger people to have this information.
Well, if you want to know more about it, you could get The Happiness Curve, Why Life Gets Better After Midlife. Jonathan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right, that's Jonathan Rauch, the author of that particular book, The Happiness Curve. Yeah, we all want to be on one side or the other at the top of that U, don't we?